Good morning, folks. Live and local 1FM's. It's a Saturday morning sport continuing here. It's time for some motorsport. Our show is called Sport and Road. I'm Johnny Painter, and with me
is Craig Stott. Good morning, John, and good morning, listeners. Yes, it is Sport and Road.
Yep. How are you, mate?
Oh, not too bad. We'll talk about a bit of four-wheel motorbike, four-wheel cars and a bit of motorbike somewhere along the line.
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah. I've got today and tomorrow at Broadford with the Victorian Road Race Championships.
There.
Yeah, so sneak back down there after the lunch session and start racing. It'll be good fun.
Yeah, but you won't be riding the bike down there.
No, definitely not. No.
Why?
I've got the job called pit exit. And I open and close the pit exit, let the bikes out onto the circuit. And
well, that's not bad. You're allowed out. You've got to stay in. Yeah, you're allowed out.
You're too late. Wait there. You're too late. Back of grid.
So how's your week been?
It's been good, yeah. Yes. Actually, my wife and I had lunch at the Pep on Thursday.
I saw you there.
Potato and leek soup. It was delightful.
Oh, Tony does yum. It's all homemade in-house there. Tony does a fantastic job.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah, surprised. And not expensive, so we had a really good lunch, so that means we could have a slap-up too. We didn't have to go cooking anything because we had a huge lunch.
Yes, so for tea you probably had eggs on toast egg on toast?
Yeah, egg on toast, absolutely perfect. Bit of cheese underneath it, of course. But
Or we could have had the one-eyed sandwich, like Karen likes the centre of the bread taken out and put the egg on.
Yep, no worries.
Egg in there.
Yeah.
So no, I was there. So
just a good day, yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely great.
We've been busy at home.
Yeah.
End up investing. I had two large TVs go bang.
Yeah.
Or one lost picture and one lost sound. Bench isn't big enough to put the
two
together.
You couldn't put the two together. Yeah, exactly.
So I lashed out and bought a new 64-inch. 65-inch Hisense. Mini LED Q8.
Yep.
And, What have we missed out on for years?
Exactly. The picture quality is just absolutely outstanding.
Oh, it certainly is. And they've got all these little icons on the TV too that you've got to set up. And
yes. Yep.
My God, how are we going to do that? I'm actual fact going to use one of our sponsors
You might have to do that. Yeah, cool,
and,
man.
And give them a ring and come out and help.
Help.
There's something I'm not sure of. So
yeah, exactly.
Instead of buggering it up, let's ask.
Yes, exactly right, yep.
Because I bought a soundbar as well. Then I put that in front of the TV at the base. The remote for the TV didn't work then because
the soundbar's blocking the sensor.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay. So I've had to make brackets up, and that's a lot better what we've done. And TV remote operates the soundbar too.
Oh, that's all right.
So
that's really good then.
So I've been busy that way. I want to go back home and keep playing with it, but
I'm
busy at work at the minute. So.
Oh, well, you only got to wait till next week for some motor racing on it anyway. So.
Oh, that's it. And, you're talking about the soup. I'm making soup up for the the Darwin round. I'm having people at home.
People coming up, yeah.
We're going to have the creamy tomato soup, and we're also going to have our mushrooms. Our pumpkin soup.
Yeah, I bet you don't do what I do, what we do with tomato soup. A big dollop of mashed potato right in the centre before the soup goes in. Absolutely delightful.
No, never tried that.
Yep.
But we're going to look at Devon with mashed potato in the middle.
Yep. Yeah.
And you'd remember being a kid when your mum and dad had people over for socialising. They had a bit of Cabana.
Yep.
A little block of cheese and one of those coloured cocktail onions with a toothpick in. We're going to do a heap of those.
Yeah, I used to throw the onions away.
And the other one, that's McDonald's pickles in the burger.
And same.
And the other thing we're going to do is fairy bread.
Yep.
When was the last time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We have to do it a few times at the pub.
Serve. Yeah, exactly. Good fun.
Ooh, a bit of fun there.
I reckon.
Talking about fun.
We have some terrific sponsors. We really do.
Yeah, the Jacob Group of Companies and a bit of fun with motorbikes.
Yeah, for sure. So if you want anything for your bike, they've got all the spare parts that you can need, and they'll service most of them. But they are the home of KTM at the AJ site. Well, we call it the AJ site, but it's the Purcell Street site.
That's correct.
And they have KTM and also the Can-Am Spiders, lots of side-by-sides and quad bikes, things like that. But, if you want a KTM dirt bike of any sort, from the tiny little kids' ones right up to the big 1200 adventure bikes, they've got them, the whole lot. If they haven't got them in stock, they'll get one in for you fairly quickly, no problems at all. Yeah.
And they've got another site too over the road.
Over the road.
On the Benalla Road.
It's just got Honda all across the front of it. That was Halsall Honda and then in the day. And that's the home of Four Strokes.
That's what we call it. And all their motorbikes there, their garden utensils, which is what I'm more interested in.
Yeah,
and their four-wheel motorbikes.
Yeah, they also have those Segway range too. The Snarler and the
side-by-sides and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But no, I had a look at one of their motorbikes. They're fantastic because every now and again we might go to a different neighbour and have a carry bag with us, you know, what's in there.
Exactly.
With a bit of ice and throat lubrication, shall we call
it. Yes, yeah, exactly.
And we sneak off to the neighbouring property. And these ones have got two seats on it, so it'd be good for Karen and myself. And
yeah, exactly.
One of us will drive us home.
Exactly right.
Or me up the wall.
Sure, yep. No worries at all.
And she can be a backseat driver even on the front seat of the bike.
Yes.
But, they're fantastic people. But also, which are good people, is Goodyear Auto Care.
Yeah, for sure. Fantastic people there.
Which is Central Tires, but it's Goodyear Auto Care on Welchford Street.
Go and see Rod and Tim and all the crew in there, and they'll look
after
you.
They're fantastic there. Busy, busy, busy.
Oh, are they ever? Every time you go past, there are cars everywhere, and they are just flat out all the time.
And what they're getting at the moment is spare wheels.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of checking spare wheels, and they're flat and things like that.
Yep, exactly.
And, they go to a customer and come in and said, my spare wheel's flat. It's the way it's meant to be. It's one of those low
exactly.
things.
Yep.
Some people need edumacation.
Yes, or my have old jolly hasn't got a spare wheel because the batteries are all under the back. There's nowhere to put even a space saver. And if you did put a space saver in, it would take up most of the
boot space
anyway in your storage space. So they come with a little compressor and a bottle of goo.
Yep.
So you put the goo on and pump the tyre up, and it pumps it into all the holes, so they say, yeah. But then when you get back, you've got to put a new tyre on anyway because the thing's full of goo.
Goo, that's it.
But it'll get you home. That's the important thing.
That is the important thing.
Exactly,
Some of these space savers, you can only do 80 kilometres an hour or 50 kilometres an hour. And people soon forget about that and wonder why the space saver...
Exactly.
Well, the car doesn't really handle too well.
But just imagine being up at Mount Beauty or somewhere like that and getting a flat and putting the space saver on, and you've got to drive all the way back to Melbourne at 80 k's.
Well, you'd head down to Wangaratta or something like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it could be Sunday night at 9 o'clock, you know, and there's nothing anywhere.
Motel, stay the night. Yep. There'll be a pub open.
Yeah, that was my thought too,
That's it. So they're fantastic sponsors, but go in and see them. They're willing to help. But we keep going on about it. They're fantastic people.
They certainly are. Wonderful on-site sponsors.
Farmers, and they're getting ready to do their winter, their winter crops in now.
Yeah, so. lots of burning been going on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is an interesting night. A couple of earlier in the week, with the there was a comet visible in the western sky in the evening. And daughter came out and said, come on, we're going to have a look, see if we can find that thing. She said, I saw it in the morning at the other end. So we went out to the back of Maroopna towards Merrigum, found a nice spot where you could see right to the horizon. Do you think we could see anything? No, smoke. people burning off, it's just wisps of smoke everywhere, and we could not find the thing yet.
Yeah. They've been doing a fair bit up in our neck of the woods, but that's what they have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
They've had a decent crop and...
supposedly puts nitrogen back into the soil.
Plough it straight in, do it twice, and then puts and seed it.
Yep, for sure.
Then fingers crossed for some rain.
So I reckon the Central boys will be out there looking after tractors and things like
that
very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Not a problem at all.
And they don't wait till the next day. They do it there and then because time is money. And the farmers have to work to the seasons and the weather, so...
Yeah, Andrew said the worst time he had when he was doing the on-farm site work was... getting underneath the cattle truck.
Yes, yes.
With all the muck pouring out the top and all over your face. Yeah, no
worries. Even on the Outback Trackers, they've done that.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Mm.
And some of them I've seen, they go through eight sets of wheels.
Yeah, it's incredible. No worries at all.
Anyway, why don't we get into a bit of car racing?
I think we should,
I think we'll start with some rumours.
Yeah, there was a definite rumour, this one. We haven't heard anything else on it. It's a little note from Andrew Van Leeuwen at speedcafe.com.
Speedcaf, yep.
Gee, they have some great articles on there. There's a lot of other things we could have bought out. But there's rumours emerging of
Let me guess,
potential sale.
Yeah.
And who?
Erebus.
Erebus, yeah, exactly right.
The old Betty.
With all of the hassles and things they've had over this season so far with Brodie Kostecki and arguments. And
even when they did their live shows from there, and Barry buggered that up too.
No worries. And maybe Betty saying, I've had enough of this, yep.
Oh,
well. Yeah, for sure.
Rumours that Erebus Motorsport is on the market are gaining momentum along Supercar Paddock Insiders.
Sources have indicated that majority owner Betty Klimenko is open to selling the team, something that can happen before the end of this current season.
Well, let's start putting our coins together and see what we can come up with.
I've got a water-cooled bank card. Some have even suggested that negotiations are underway and a deal could be imminent. However, that is yet to be consistently verified by Speed Cafe, which is where we got our information from.
Erebus team management denied that a sale is imminent when asked by Speed Cafe, while opting not to comment on anything else related to the long or short-term sale. A willingness from Betty to sell the team is thought to be a byproduct of an eventual past 18 months of the squad.
On one hand, a significant box was ticked when Erebus burst out of the Gen 3 blocks and secured both drivers and teams' championships last year, the two triumphs now sitting alongside the famous 2017 Bathurst 1000 win.
Yeah. However, the success was followed by a difficult start to this year when lead driver and reigning championship Brodie Kostecki effectively walked out of the team ahead of the new season. A number of major backers left the team as well, including co-naming rights sponsor Coca-Cola and Shaw and Partners, while managing director Shannon Kelly was another high-profile departure.
Kostecki has since returned to the team, but according to sources, the turbulence is just another contributing factor to Klimenko potentially wanting out. Betty has owned the team since she bought out Stone Brothers at the end of 2012.
Yeah, but also I believe Brodie has only come back if he speaks to Betty.
Yes,
I've heard the same rumour.
Yeah, I've heard the same rumour.
So there must be something going on with Barry Ryan there.
Now,
Barry, if he's listening, please give us a ring.
Yeah,
confirm what's happening.
Exactly, yeah. Now, Supercars have released a tweaked Perth schedule.
Well, that's coming up, isn't
that's
it?
That's next weekend, yeah.
It certainly is. Oh, that means I'll have to fill the fridge.
Oh, definitely. Supercars has released a revised schedule for next month's Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint with new race start times. Now, this is from Daniel Herrero, who's also at speedcafe.com.
2 weeks away.
Mm.
Not this weekend, yeah, not next weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, 14th, I think it is.
Yeah, it's the other one I'm thinking of. Yeah, exactly.
This is by Daniel Herrero.
Yep.
Saturday's race 9 and Sunday's race 10 of the season are now officially slated to get underway at 15:45 local time. That's 17:45, quarter to 6 Australian Eastern Standard Time, 20 minutes earlier than scheduled per the original supplementary regulations. As before, they will each be 55 laps around Wanneroo Raceway, equating to 133 kilometres of racing on each afternoon, which will be held in the primetime television slot for the East Coast.
Now, there's the reason for the change, television times.
The event's two qualifying sessions are simply being brought forward to 12:20 local time or 2:20 Australian time, and likewise, the Saturday and Sunday practice sessions have been shifted by 20 minutes. Friday's practice session remains an hour long, commencing at 20 past 2 local time or 20 past 4 Australian Eastern time.
Yeah. Those tweaks on to the Saturday and Sunday program represent the second change to the Super Sprint schedule after Supercars moved last month to update the practice format for a further three events. The single 90-minute practice format was set to be expanded from Wanneroo last year to several other events, including this month at Taupo. However, it's now been split into 60 minutes on Friday and 20 minutes each on Saturday and Sunday, representing an extra 10 minutes in net terms. at Wanneroo and Simon Plains to give fans more supercar action in the day's events. Exactly right.
At the Sandown 500, the two 40-minute sessions on the Friday have been converted to a trio of 30-minute hit-outs, with one for primary drivers only, one for co-drivers only, and the other open to all drivers. Then don't forget the Sandown 500, the lead up to the endurance race at Bathurst.
It certainly is.
The 90-minute practice session at Hidden Valley has already been broken into 60 minutes on Friday and 30 minutes on Saturday to facilitate the move of a qualifying session on Friday. While the stated reason was to give fans a meaningful Friday session, the change also avoided the problem of trying to determine a Darwin Triple Crown winner at the event with two races and two top 10 shootouts.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, it's time for a quick sponsor break.
Yes.
And we'll come back because our old mate Roland Daines had a very interesting view on how to expand the supercar calendars for next year.
Be good.
We'll be back in a couple of moments after these words from these wonderful sponsors.
And the financial year is just around the corner, and at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment, we are fully stocked and ready for the rush. Stocking a range of makes and models of 1,000cc side-by-sides, prices kick off at just $19,990 and 500 ATVs starting from an incredible $9,590. Don't miss out on the chance to secure your perfect work powerhouse before the end of financial year deadline. Visit us at 7 Vanilla Road, Shepparton, or call 0358212459 for more details. T's and C's apply. Price includes GST. See in store for further details. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Craig Stott
from 1FM Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
They are on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
So your lips move. Friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Station sponsor.
58 219 555.
Exactly right, yeah. And I know we have a bit of a laugh at them, but they are fantastic sponsors. They really are.
They certainly are.
No worries. Right, okay. back to motorsport.
Let's get into it.
Yep.
Roland's view, how to expand the supercar calendar for 2025. Well, it's got to be bigger than what they've got.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah. He's got some ideas there.
Roland Daines' new ideas to make the return of Queensland Raceway, that's not new, Winton and Phillip Island to the supercars calendar work.
This is from Roland, and he's at speedcafe.com as well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's no doubt that the formation of the 25 supercar calendar is well and truly underway in some dark room at HQ. However, I think it's around the dartboard, actually. However, judging by the inept construction of this year's offering, some help is needed. Here it is. The expansion of the calendar to 14 events is, for me, a given. It simply has to happen, especially in the light of media negotiations that are presumably going on in the background for 2026 onwards. I believe this increase is generally accepted by all stakeholders and would, after all, only take us back to the status quo of 20 years ago, when there were 13 championship events plus the Australian Grand Prix Support Act, 14 in all.
But adding more race meetings must be done in conjunction with the teams whose rights are protected by the Team Racing Charter, the TRC, so a deft hand will be needed, as well as some new ideas to help take everybody on the journey. Starting point of the calendar has to be that their following venues are included, although one or two might be subject to contract. Albert Park, Taupo, Perth, Darwin, Townsville, SMP, Bathurst, Gold Coast and Adelaide. That's nine on the base of avoiding the debacle of a second visit to Bathurst. So there's either Sandown, the Bend for the 500, 10 Simmons Plains fully deserves to be on the calendar, but certainly doesn't deserve to be there in August, given that the need to get over the ditch in April for Taupo, the trip to Tasmania should be in November, between the Gold Coast and the final in the streets of Adelaide. Good point.
It is.
Hopefully supercars haven't irrevocably upset too many people in the Apple Isle. 11. Now, three more are needed, assuming that there aren't any daft ideas about going to Qatar or the like.
For me, these are Queensland Raceway, Winton and Phillip Island. Some folks will moan about the island on the basis of the difficulty of getting a crowd, but it looks great on television, plus both World Superbike and Speed Series have recently demonstrated that you can actually get a crowd there.
Well, when you think about it, MotoGP have been getting huge crowds for years down there.
Yeah, because there's a pizza shop at the end
of
the road.
That's right, exactly.
That's why. Meanwhile, the Winton crowd might not be the biggest, but it's welded on. Well, they camp everywhere around it. You can see a fair bit of a track.
Yep.
I don't mind. You get the Four Seasons in the one day.
Exactly.
Send the wife to get the pizza. You sit at the camp and watch the races. Mm.
And now it's time to be smart. QR will either be a season opener under lights, or it should be in late or July or early August, daytime show. Either way, it would attract a great local crowd.
For Winton and Phillip Island, something different is needed. Real two-day race meetings, not failed dithering attempts, and these two should be a new format. Actually, it's not new at all. It's time to go back to the future and adopt a variant of the format that helped make V8 supercars mainstream 25 years ago. Here's how the weekend would look. Strictly 2 days.
Point one, yep.
Teams travel to the event on Friday and race timings are set so they can all get home on Sunday night.
Point two, trucks cannot be opened on Friday until interstate teams can realistically get to the venue.
That makes sense.
Yep. Supercars on track running doesn't start until a 15-minute practice session is held on Saturday afternoon, almost immediately followed by a single qualifying session to set the grid for the first race. Running kilometres are therefore highly limited so that the overall impact of increased kilometres from the extra two events for the team is minimised, as well as the more jeopardy introduced to results. Someone will moan about the lack of practice running for rookies. Tough. If you haven't learned Winton or PI by this stage of your career, it would be a surprise. The pros outweigh the cons.
Meanwhile, support categories who are also limited 2 days to ensure that everyone can set up properly on Friday, an impediment on the pass to the exclusion of 2 day supercars events, have the lion's share of the track action on the Saturday. Sunday is race day for supercars. Three races of approximately 30 minutes duration with zero compulsory pit stops. What you see is what you get, exactly as the standard format was for V8s all those years ago. The AGP showed that it works.
Grids for races 2 and 3 would be progressive. You don't want this every weekend, but for this format, why not? There'd be a 90-minute gap between the races so that most of the mechanical bodywork issues could be fixed. Amazing what you can do with a bit of duct tape.
No waiting around for ages on the grid. Races 1 and 2 would be rolled... We'll roll around and get on with it, whilst the third race of the day would allow some pre-race grid activities.
Yep, agree with that. In the case of a puncture or weather changes, pit stops would be possible, but only with two guns and three people.
Tyres would be limited to a new set per race at Phillip Island and only two sets at Winton. A pre-marked set could be bought for the short practice session only.
Reduce maximum performance personnel allowed on the site to an absolute minimum, including the maximum of two engineers per two-car team and one per car.
Race wins will still be race wins, but there's only one podium at the end of the day that reflects the overall points tally for the day, like the old days.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to save a lot of time and a lot of mucking around. The same with these media grids, a whole lot, yeah. For the last race, fair enough, yeah. But the other two?
Neither of these venues are going to attract big corporate crowd, and therefore the non-racing personnel need to be tiny, plus no rides would be allowed. Costs would be minimised for everyone. Yeah, that'd be right.
Yep.
In addition of two race meetings, using Winton Phillip Island with whatever format is implied is, of course, going to be more expensive for Queensland teams and Victoria and New South Wales ones, so it's only fair that there would be a two-tier approach to the extra fees contractually due under the TRC to teams, given that these would be 13th and 14th events. These would differ just enough to cover flights, hire cars and truck fuel.
Yeah, exactly right there. Mm. But they say, you know, that's more expensive for Queensland teams. Well, it's the opposite way for the Victorian teams too.
It certainly
going the
is.
Other way, yeah. Personally, I'd be selling this concept to the teams for a no-fee starting point, given the upside for everyone in the increase in the calendar size at a much reduced cost in comparison to other events, albeit with a caveat that I'll come to.
Mm. On the basis, a Victorian team would agree to do these two weekends for zero extra fee. The Queensland teams, which there are four, with a total of eight cars, would, as I outlined above, get a fee per car to cover the real difference in costs as a result of being interstate. That would be a maximum of $10,000 per car.
Currently, Supercars is obliged to pay the team $60,000 per car per event for any events in excess of 12 per annum. A bill of $1.44 million per extra event. My suggestion would be reduce that to $80,000 per event. And if Supercars cannot make that stack up, well, it's time for them to move on.
However, there should be that caveat I mentioned, the teams and Supercars would agree that Supercars run an open book on these events and, in the case of the gross margin achieved excess, a predetermined amount. Then the excess is split 50-50 between Supercars and all the teams, regardless of where they are based. That way, everyone is incentive to make these extra two race meetings work.
Now, we go to Perth and Wanneroo on the 17th to the 19th of May. More money being spent.
There is. Mount Panorama, Bathurst, God's Land, is set for a full resurface. Mount Panorama is set for a full resurface under a $10 million package of upgrades proposed by Bathurst Regional Council. This is written by Daniel Herrera. He sniffed this one out.
Yep. A full track resurfacing at a cost of $7.650 million is included in the Council's draft 2024-25 operation plan or budget. Also budgeted for the replacement and maintenance of tyre barrels, including at Griffin's Bend, that's corner two, totalling $1.7 million. Work on the approaches to the tunnel which runs under Conrad, that's $1 million, and a total of $150,000 in debris and fauna fencing and an infrastructure reserve of another $150,000.
According to the Council's Director of Corporate Services and Finances, Aaron Jones, the works have been deemed necessary to safeguard Mount Panorama's track licence, which is necessarily FAI Grade 3 in order to host the Supercar Championships. However, they are reliant on grant applications.
Yeah, the track surface is starting to crack up, he told the Western Advocate newspaper. The nature of that surface is that it's supposed to be replaced every 10 years, and we're actually up to that time now, where the surface is due for its replacement.
The need for the works associated with the tyre walls, it was identified at our track safety inspection that we need to start giving some attention to those tyre walls.
Whilst we've been able to retain a track licence, we're wary as to how long that licence would be retained if we didn't do anything.
The draft operational plan forms part of the agenda for tonight's extraordinary council meeting, at which councillors would vote to place it on public exhibition. The racetrack is also referred to in the community strategic plan, which forms part of the state government imposing report requirements for all New South Wales council. In it, Bathurst Regional Council resolves to support Mount Panorama's Walla as a premier motorsport and event precinct under the objective entitled "We Inspire to Have a Summit and Variant Economy." Okay.
Mount Panorama was last subjected to a full resurface in 2014 with the breaking up of the track at Griffin's Bend, subsequently causing mayhem in that year's Bathurst 1000 and a lengthy red flag period. Sealant was applied to the cracks in the surface just before the 2022 Bathurst 1000. Now, Red Bull's confirming that their F1 designer Newey is about to leave the team, but I think we might leave that till next week because we've got an F1 race meeting coming up this weekend in Miami. So we'll have a quick look at what's going on and see where the teams are and how you can watch on telly because the hours are extremely difficult and different coming from Miami.
The 4th of May, practice one.
2:30 to 3:30
in the morning.
In the morning. Yeah. And then there's a sprint qualifying session at 6:30 to 7:14.
On the 5th of May.
There's a sprint race.
2 to 3 a.m.
On the 5th of May, another qualifying. There's two qualifying sessions, 6 o'clock till 7 o'clock and then 2 till 3 o'clock. It's got to work the other way, doesn't it? 2 till 3 o'clock and then 6 till 7 o'clock. And on the 6th of May?
It's a race at 6 o'clock.
Race day, 6 o'clock in the morning. No worries at all.
It's silly, isn't it?
So if you want to watch the Formula One to see if Daniel Ricciardo can get shunted from behind again.
Yeah, he's having a bad luck, isn't he?
Oh, he certainly is, yeah. No, he did absolutely nothing wrong. We've still got cream, but yeah.
Yeah, I noticed Michael Schumacher's wife is selling all his watches.
You'd have a few of those from pole positions,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. I'm looking into that.
Definitely. All right, time for us to go.
Time to go.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for listening into Sport and Road, folks. It's absolutely great to be here.
It is. It is. I thoroughly enjoy it.
I'm going to go and jump in the car now and head back down to Broadford to play some motorcycles today and tomorrow. So if you're not doing then come down and have a look. It's a great place.
If you don't want to go, come down the Peps.
Yeah, exactly
I'll
right.
Be in there.
Craig will be there. No, is that all?
So from Craig, have a good weekend, safe weekend, wherever you're going and whatever you do. And I'll catch you next week.
No, isn't Johnny be back too. Thanks, folks. Bye for now.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-side, sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter.
And Craig Stott
from 1FM's Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Station sponsor.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.